In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
In nomine Jesu, omne genu flectatur. In your missals you will see on the Latin half of the page, these are the first words of today's Holy Mass. In the name of Jesus, all knees will bend. Will yours bend with love or with contempt? Every knee, in heaven, on earth, and in hell, shall bend to the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. For those in heaven, it will be a sweet and peaceful name to give joy to a soul for all of eternity. And here on earth, let us begin that habit that we shall continue in everlasting life with Him. May the name of Jesus always be in your hearts. May it always come forth from your lips, that not only will it pacify your souls in the troubles and trials of this life, but it will also bring peace to those who hear it from your mouths. Say this name always with love, with piety, and with great adoration, knowing that when you use the name of our Lord, you ask Him to be the very thing that His name means: Savior. The name Jesus means God saves. In fact, it even means so boldly, Yahweh saves. That is to say, that most sacred name that God Himself revealed to Moses in the burning bush. I am. The one true God saves, and He saves by becoming man, by becoming a child, and by taking on the name of Jesus, by becoming our Savior. Have you ever wondered what the letters IHS stand for? We see them quite often in Christian art, on vestments, on vessels, in the pages of our missals, the letters IHS. Throughout the centuries, Christians have used these letters to indicate the holy name of Jesus. And while there have been perhaps many apocryphal explanations to the significance of these three letters, their origin is very simple. It is an abbreviation for the most holy name of Jesus. In Greek, the name of Jesus is spelled Yota, Eta, Sigma, Upsilon, Sigma. And in the first three letters of that holy name, Yota, Eta, Sigma, we have the three Latin letters IHS. This would become a symbol known to all Christians that Jesus Christ has made His mark in this place. And He wishes to make His mark in your soul as you read that name with love. In the Western Empire, as the Greek language slowly became less prevalent, the same letters IHS would become understood to be letters that stood for three words that even more explicitly indicated the holy name of Jesus. IHS, Jesus Hominum Salvator, Jesus, man's Savior. When we forget what the name Jesus means, in all of the power that it brings, not only to bring peace to our own souls, but also to the world in need of His peace, let us remember always, IHS, Jesus Hominum Salvator, Jesus alone is man's Savior. No other name in heaven or on earth saves. Only Jesus saves. And in a world where perhaps we are presented with many false prophets and eventually even false saviors, let us remember always that the name of Jesus saves souls and also chases out demons. Do not confront the evil one on your own. Hide always behind the sweetest and most powerful name of Jesus, our Savior. And when you feel the oppression of the devil and his tactics, have recourse not to your own strength, for your name does not save. But may the name of Jesus be on your lips in those moments. When you are full of anxiety, stress, worry, may the name of Jesus be in your hearts and repeat that name with joy and with confidence. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And when your soul experiences that joy, when it is that you are experiencing the blessings that Jesus Christ wishes to give to you for your salvation, may that name also be on your lips to give Him thanks and praise. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Before receiving Holy Communion today, repeat three times the name of your Savior, Jesus. And when it is that He comes to you to give the very thing that His name signifies, greet Him with love three more times with that very invocation. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. May our Lord Jesus Christ reign in your hearts this new year of grace, and may His name ever be embossed on your hearts, that those letters IHS may be there when it is that your heart shall make your knees kneel, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bend. May ours bend with joy in adoration. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.